Hello, my name is Max. This is Martian Gardens, episode 888, hour one. And June 5th, 2017, marked the 70th birthday of Laurie Anderson. And we'll hear three selections from Laurie Anderson to celebrate the occasion. We'll start with Laurie Anderson's piece called The Ouija Board, which is social commentary, which is personal a narrative and observation, one of Laurie Anderson's specialties. Then we'll follow with a piece called Another Day in America, which is social commentary, which is something that Laurie Anderson frequently engages in. And we'll end with a song called In Our Sleep, which Laurie Anderson wrote and performed with her late husband, the dearly departed Lou Reed. First, the Ouija board. Laurie Anderson, this set of the Ouija board, Another Day in America, and In Our Sleep, the trance mix, runs about 20 minutes.
In 1978, I spent some time in California in the fall, looking for a quiet place to live. I finally found what seemed to be the perfect apartment. But the night after I moved in, I heard a tremendous pounding sound. As it turned out, I had moved in right above a Hawaiian hollow log drum school. Every other night, it was converted into a hula school with a live band of six Hawaiian guitars. I decided to soundproof my place, but I didn't hang the door very well, and all the sounds kept drifting in. About this time, like a lot of New Yorkers who find themselves on the West Coast, I got interested in various aspects of California's version of the occult. We would sit around at night while the Santa Ana winds howled outside and ask questions to the Ouija board. I found out a lot of information on my past 9,361 human lives on this planet. My first life was as a raccoon.
And then? You were a cow. And then you were a bird. And then you were a hat.
Spilled the Ouija. We said, a hat. We couldn't figure it out. Finally, we guessed that the feathers from the bird had been made into a hat. Is this true?
Yes.
Spelled a Ouija.
Hat counts as half life.
And then?
Hundreds and hundreds of rabbis.
Now this is apparently my first life as a woman, which should explain quite a few things. Eventually, though, the Ouija's written words seem to take on a personality, a kind of a voice. Finally, we began to ask the board if the Ouija would be willing to appear to us in some other form.
Forget it.
The Ouija seemed like it was about to crash. Please, please, what can we do? We were nagging it now. So you will show yourself to us in some other manifestation.
You should lurk. You should L-U-R-K. Lurk.
Now, I never really figured out how to lurk in my own place, even though it was only a rented place. But I did find myself looking over my shoulder a lot. And every sound that drifted in seemed to be a version of this phantom voice, whispering in a code that I could never crack.
So finally, here we are, at the beginning of a whole new era. The start of a brand new world. And now what? How do we start? How do we begin again? There are some things you can simply look up. Such as the size of Greenland, the dates of the famous 19th century rubber wars, Persian adjectives, the composition of snow, and other things you just have to guess at. And then again, today's the day, and those were the days, and now these are the days. And now the clock points histrionically to noon, some new kind of north. And so, which way do we go? What are days for? To wake us up, to put between the endless night. And by the way, here's my theory of punctuation. Instead of a period at the end of each sentence, there should be a tiny clock that shows you how long it took you to write that sentence. And another way to look at time is this. There was an old married couple, and they had always hated each other. Never been able to stand the sight of each other, really. And when they were in their 90s, they finally got divorced. And people said, "Why did you wait so long? Why didn't you do this a whole lot earlier?" And they said, "Well, we wanted to wait until the children died." Ah, America. And yes, that will be America. A whole new place. Just waiting to happen. Broken up parking lots. Rotten dumps. Speedballs, accidents, and hesitation. Things left behind. Styrofoam. Computer chips. Jim and John, oh, they were there. And Carol, too, her hair pinned up in that weird beehive way she loved so much. And Craig and Phil moving at the pace of summer. And Uncle Al, who screamed all night in the attic. Yes, something happened to him in the war, they said, over in France. And France had become something we never mentioned. Something dangerous. Yes, some are sad to see those days disappear. The flea markets and their smells. The war. All the old belongings strewn out on the sidewalks. Mildewed clothes and old resentments and ragged record jackets. And these days. All these days. What are days for? To wake us up. To put between the endless night. And meanwhile, all over town, checks are bouncing and accounts are being automatically closed. Passwords are expiring, and everyone's counting and comparing and predicting. Will it be the best of times? Will it be the worst of times? Or will it just be another one of those times? Show of hands, please. Ah, this world, which, like Kierkegaard said, can only be understood when lived backwards. Which would entail an incredible amount of planning and confusion. And then there are those big questions always at the back of your mind. Things like, are those two people over there actually my real parents? Should I get a second Prius? And you who can be silent in four languages, your silence will be considered your consent. Ah, but those were the days before the audience, and what the audience wanted, and what the audience said it wanted. And you know the reason I really love the stars is that we cannot hurt them. We can't burn them or melt them or make them overflow. We can't flood them, or blow them up, or turn them out. But we are reaching for them. We are reaching for them. Some say our empire is passing. As all empires do. And others haven't a clue what time it is or where it goes or even where the clock is. And oh, the majesty of trees. An unstoppable train. Different colored wonderland. Freedom of speech and sex with strangers. Dear old God, may I call you old? And may I ask, who are these people? America. We saw it, we tipped it over, and then we sold it. These are the things I whisper softly to my dolls, those heartless little thugs dressed in calico kilts and jaunty hats and their perpetual white, toothy smiles. And oh, my brothers, and all my sisters. But her days fall. Days are where we live. The flow and then the flow. They come, they fade, they go and they go. No way to know exactly when they start or when their time is up. Oh, another day. Another dime. Another day in America. Another day. Another dollar. Another day. In America. And all my brothers, and all my long lost sisters, how do we begin again? How do we begin?
As we speak, listen to the drums beat. As we speak,
in our sleep, as we speak, listen to the drums beat. In our sleep, to the drums beat, babe, as we speak.
As we speak, in our sleep.
Listen to the drums beat, in our sleep.
Listen to the drums beat in our sleep. Listen to the drums beat in our sleep.
Thank you.
You're listening to Martian Gardens. My name is Max, and we just heard three selections from Laurie Anderson in celebration of her 70th birthday, which was June 5th, 2017. We heard Laurie Anderson, The Ouija Board, then Another Day in America, and just now, In Our Sleep, the trance mix, which featured Laurie Anderson's late husband, Lou Reed, the one and only, and also featured Bagpipes by Joe O'Carroll. You can read more about Laurie Anderson's releases and Laurie Anderson on martiangardens.blog. And this is episode 888, hour number one. We'll hear next from Maggie Payne of the Center for Contemporary Music at Mills College. We'll hear from her 2010 album, Arctic Winds, a piece called Apparent Horizon. And this is Musique Concrète for Outer Space Manned Craft and Satellite Transmissions, Shortwave Radio Signals, and Environmental Sounds. And this was completed in 1996. We'll then hear from Natasha Barrett, a London-born composer residing for many years now in Oslo. And what we'll hear is from her Subterra Cycle, an audio art installation, and the selection is the Kongsberg Silver Mines. This comes from Electroacoustic Music on several tracks of tape, recorded at the miners' train, on the miners' train in the disused tunnels of the Kongsberg Silver Mines in Buskerud County, Norway. This was completed in 2008. Natasha Barrett from her double CD DVD on Empreintes Digitales called Bouteille de Klein. But first, we start with Maggie Payne. This is called Apparent Horizon.
Thank you. About the square wheel.
Yes. Yeah. Well, here you see the tunnel. The team is further up. Here you see the tunnel. And what we see here is an old lift. They could have five persons in here. If you could bring these persons down to the bottom here, 730 would be down in 5 minutes. And it was another one going here. So one was going up, the other one was going down, like this. And in this barrel or box, on top of the lift, they could have the ore. They could have about 800 kilos of ore there. Originally, there were rods picking up the water. But on these rods, there are small platforms on which to stand. And when the rods are moving, you can move from one platform to the other. And in this way, you can enter the market. The rods, which you are going to see now, were originally. They go down there, these 300 feet, about 500 feet.
Thank you.
You're listening to Martian Gardens. My name is Max. This is episode 888, hour number one. We just heard from Natasha Barrett, and that was called Subterra Cycle. Kongsberg Silver Mines, recorded in on the miner's train in the disused tunnels of the Kongsberg Silver Mines in Buskerud County, Norway. Natasha Barrett from her double DVD installation work called Bouteille de Klein, the Klein bottle, and before that, Maggie Payne from the CD Arctic Winds. That was called Apparent Horizon, music for derived from sounds of outer space manned craft and satellite transmission with shortwave radio signals and environmental sounds. Completed in 1996. Maggie Payne from the CD Arctic Winds. That was Apparent Horizon. We'll hear next music from one of Maggie Payne's colleagues at the Center for Contemporary Music at Mills College. We'll hear Chris Brown and a piece called 7654 from his CD for piano music in Just Intonation, called Six Primes, music recorded at Littlefield Concert Hall at Mills College in 2016. We'll then hear player piano music, first from James Tenney, music for player piano from Selected Works, 1961 through 1969 on New World Records, featuring the original piano rolls made by James Tenney in the 1963 and 1964, and digitally recorded in the early 80s in Toronto by John Oswald and Marvin Green. And if we've got time, we'll hear a little bit of the inspiration for James Tenney's player piano piece called, we'll hear the composer Conlon Nancarrow, and something from his studies for a piano player. If we've got the time. Chris Brown, music for piano in Just Intonation. This is called 7654, music from Mills College in Oakland. Thank you. James Tenney, Music for Player Piano from 1964. Alas, we had no time for Nancarrow. This is Martian Gardens, episode 888, the end of hour one.